businesses prioritize new customer acquisition over retaining existing clients. A typical bank spends approximately $300 acquiring a single new account. However, 32% of new customers leave within a year, with 50% departing within 4 months. Customer retention poses challenges across various industries, leading to wasted investments in acquisition and subsequent declines in profits and employee morale. Businesses struggle to retain new customers due to their failure to consistently deliver a positive experience post-acquisition. While companies prioritize incentivizing and rewarding customer acquisition, they neglect retention efforts. Additionally, frontline employees lack adequate training, resources, and compensation. Customer service teams receive minimal financial incentives or recognition for their ongoing efforts with existing customers. The customer experience is how customers perceive their interactions with your company. Customer experience is proactive, traditional customer service is reactive. A remarkable customer experience converts customers into advocates for the business and its products and services. These raving fans do your marketing for you through word of mouth. From the moment of purchase, every use, interaction, and communication shapes people's feelings toward your offerings. The first 100 days after prospects become customers are crucial to gaining trust and solidifying long-term loyalty. The 8 phases of customer experience are: assess, admit, affirm, activate, acclimate, accomplish, adopt, and advocate. In the assess phase, customers consider purchasing from you. In the initial phase of the customer experience, individuals assess your company's offerings. They browse your website and peruse reviews, testimonials, ads, and marketing materials. This phase can vary from a few seconds to weeks or months. Smart companies provide positive customer experiences during marketing. Many organizations falter in transitioning from sales to account management. Pre-frame the customer experience by articulating and setting realistic expectations of what will happen after a prospect signs on with your company. Customers purchase in the admit phase, then affirm choices as doubts arise. In the second phase, the consumer admits a need for a product and decides to buy. After the sale, the customer experience continues. Neuroscience identifies a chemical reaction in the brains of people who make a purchase. When a person buys something new, the body releases dopamine, a feel-good chemical that fuels a hopeful vision for the future. Cement the customer relationship by celebrating this moment. For example, the company Zogix provides products for the wellness industry. When first-time customers place an order, they receive a playful confirmation email that includes a picture of a Zogix employee holding up a thank you card and a link to a personalized video. 60% of recipients open the email and 20% watch the video, an admirable click/play rate. Address buyer's remorse. Almost immediately following a purchase, doubts often arise regarding its value. The more significant the investment in terms of cost and time, the likelier buyer's remorse becomes. Failure to acknowledge and address customers' negative emotions during the quiet period post-sale can exacerbate these feelings. Encouraging customers to express their concerns is crucial. For instance, book-in-a-box publishers inquire about client sentiments shortly after sign-up. CD Baby Incorporated creatively sends purchasers a shipping notification detailing a fictional fulfillment process. Implementing money-back guarantees, free return shipping, and other lenient return policies can alleviate doubts and uncertainties. The activate phase begins when customers activate their new purchase. First-time use establishes the benchmark for subsequent experiences. Any hindrance to a positive user experience breeds uncertainty. Eliminate barriers that hinder customer engagement. For instance, the iPod was the pioneering device to be shipped fully charged, ensuring customers could use it immediately upon unboxing. Nowadays, most devices are dispatched fully charged. As an illustration, Tech4Kids provides new wholesalers with a brochure featuring a video screen displaying a personalized message. 23andMe tailors DNA sample collection kits and includes straightforward instructions. Thoughtful gestures like offering beverages and enjoyable snacks before a sales meeting can help establish a positive atmosphere. Acclimate phase, customers are introduced to your business approach. Customers become accustomed to the business relationship through repeated use of your product or service. In this phase, they familiarize themselves with your organization's operations. To help customers feel at ease and confident in their transactions with you, it's essential to create welcoming interactions and provide guidance during the onboarding process. Despite receiving instructions, manuals, and process outlines, customers may still have gaps in their understanding of their purchases and your systems and procedures. By carefully guiding them through each step and explaining what to expect next, you facilitate their engagement. For instance, Domino's customers track their orders in real time through the Domino's app, providing transparency from order placement to delivery. Similarly, San Francisco CrossFit introduces new members through informative tours, pairing them with a coach and experienced member, and offering introductory classes before transitioning them to regular sessions. My offer achieves the desired outcomes during the accomplish phase. In this phase, your business fulfills the need that brought customers to you initially. Unfortunately, many companies fail to track whether customers reach this milestone. Take note of a client's original goal to record this achievement. Many customers never reach this target or reach it through a difficult experience. In some cases, customers may not ever achieve the desired results, and you will lose their business. In the accomplished stage of the customer experience, celebrate users' successes and remind them that you enabled them to achieve their sought-after results. The Online Trainer Academy, OTA, an online certification program for personal trainers, monitors students' progress and sends small gifts and messages to encourage them. When a student passes the certification test, OTA sends a diploma to display and share. Around 40% of OTA students complete the coursework and take the test, an impressive percentage considering the average online course completion rate hovers between 3% and 5%. In the adopt phase, customers commit to the relationship. At this juncture in the customer journey, customers your brand, evolving into devoted patrons who actively engage in the customer business dynamic. They internalize your company ethos, freely share insights, offer feedback, and demonstrate brand allegiance. Sustain this positive trajectory by consistently acknowledging and rewarding customer loyalty. Transition the transactional exchange into a reciprocal, enduring relationship that benefits both parties. Apple fanboys and fangirls, for instance, eagerly queue for hours whenever Apple launches a new product. In 2016, the corporation introduced AirPods, wireless white earbuds with a distinct shape. Sporting them signifies the user's affiliation with the Apple community. Following Apple's example, it's essential to facilitate loyal customers in expressing their dedication to your brand. Harley-Davidson excels in this strategy. Pop stars like Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift also grasp the significance of rewarding devoted fans. Lady Gaga provides her little monsters with exclusive perks, while Taylor Swift surprises fans with personally selected gifts and treats. Granting exclusive access, unique rewards, and special treatment to your most loyal clientele solidifies their allegiance to your company, developing lifelong fans and brand advocates. Advocates' loyal customers are prime referral sources. Advocates promote your company through word-of-mouth referrals, the gold standard in marketing. They increase their business with your company, take advantage of upselling opportunities, and provide referrals. Referred prospective clients approach your business predisposed to like your offerings. 4Canines, for example, significantly increased its sales and company value with a successful campaign to garner customer reviews. 1 month after purchase, customers received an email from 4Canines founders asking for a product review to support their small, family-owned business. The email included a review link so customers could participate with one click. When the founders sold the business, new management stopped sending the review solicitations and sales dropped by a whopping 73%. A fruitful referral request is characterized by thoughtfulness, sincerity, and impeccable timing. Inspire referrals by providing incentives, granting rewards that bestow status, or enticing participation with prizes such as backstage passes or exclusive tours. Transforming devoted customers into advocates not only expands your business but also draws in more discerning clientele. Integrate 8 customer experience phases into daily business routines efficiently. 1. Explore, gain insights into your clientele. Identify the data that enriches customer relations and input it into a customer relationship management, CRM, software system. Examine clients' social media, LinkedIn profiles, and corporate websites. 2. Observe, take note of how customers utilize your offerings to pinpoint opportunities for enhancing their experience. 1. Customize, uncover what your customers value. Sharing a common interest builds a deeper connection. 2. Surprise, impress customers with a personalized gift as a gesture of appreciation. Key points. 1. Businesses focus more on acquiring new customers, leading to wasted investments and declining profits. 2. Each phase, assessment to advocacy, shapes customer perceptions and interactions. 3. Providing a positive post-acquisition experience is crucial for retention and advocacy. 4. Celebrate milestones, address doubts, and tailor experiences to solidify long-term relationships. 5. Guide customers smoothly from assessment to adoption by setting realistic expectations and eliminating barriers. 6. Acknowledge and reward customer achievements to foster brand allegiance. 7. Transform satisfied customers into advocates through thoughtful incentives and timing.